Are we setting up a game?
I usually don't host, but...
Oh, you guys haven't started yet?
No.
Nope.
No.
Without Dan, we lack direction.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
Well, we're only two players.
He's getting married in the near future. We might need someone else.
I can't play.
Do that sometimes.
I'm not blaming anyone.
I mean, I guess I can host, but we have five of us that are playing. I don't know, Canis, are you playing?
There's me. I'm not playing.
Okay, so we have up to four.
Well, it's me, Grim, and you, Phil.
Yeah, you playing, Monthar?
Nope.
Okay.
Becky logged in to sit, okay. Like a little while ago, but she didn't...
Somebody send a private message, see if she's awake.
Fine, I'll host. What kind of map do you guys want?
I don't know.
We'll do special snowflake map.
Ooh, raging barbarians.
Thanks for reminding me to turn those off.
Do you send an invite or do we join?
Game's up. You can join if you want, I can find you too.
Moments from the Polycast Cooperative Civilization multiplayer experience. This is Turncast.
Again.
I got Samaria.
Oh, well, okay, you're going to be done early.
User entered your channel.
Oh.
What's up, Mackie?
Hello.
All right, I need to turn yields back on. Let's see here. I guess I'll just spam some more cards. I feel like I'm going to script the timing on that, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, you get that and that card maneuver, I think. Then you just win.
Well, the problem is I'm on a snowflake map, so the rush distances are pretty large.
Oh, well, you can build them and then upgrade them in tonight's and win.
Yeah.
What is the last time we were on a snowflake map?
Yeah, that is true.
And I found Congo.
I haven't found anyone yet.
Norway.
Hello, Grim.
Oh, yeah. Hello there.
Guess my target is Congo. Yeah, sorry for the delay. I kind of stole a settler.
Already?
And I planted a city.
Nice.
Well, hello, Bill.
Hello. Yeah, this is a spoke I'm in.
Oh, hello there, unprotected Spanish settler. I've been waiting for you.
I suppose you are going to pick Spain, then.
Probably. And now it's mine. And hello, Phil.
Hello.
Now you all get... alliances and then get a shared diplo victory.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We don't need that in Civ. What are you talking about?
They have horsemen. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, horsemen are classical and medieval. They're pretty good. And knights happen, and then they're completely obsolete.
Yeah. So, oh, it's a problem for warcarts. Put it
that way. That is true, yeah. Well, you have iron?
Eventually I will. Just go knights, but... Yeah. I mean, I decided to try to take at least some abuse of my warcarts. And to be fair, it's pretty strong to take advantage, yeah. They're dirt cheap, and I'm mostly building them in the forward settlement that I only have because I stole from the AI a settler.
Yeah.
It's like in their spoke. I lost one of my war carts. They brought an archer, a horse, and that all at once. I actually have to be careful not to lose this city. I think the extra war cart will cover it enough. It is strength 30, so I should be okay. There's three Norwegian warriors in my face here. Maybe I'll build a war cart just to play it a little safe. Congo could have taken that city back from me, but they made peace.
Bad.
Lol. Yeah. Speaking of game throwing.
Right, they can build elephants.
I don't know, man. You allowed peace for them?
Well, when it's beneficial to me, yeah.
Okay.
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Norway declared war on you, Phil.
Yeah, I noticed, because they attacked some of my units. I didn't lose the settler, because I saw this coming, and so I built a war cart to escort it.
Yay, iron.
does throw a bit of a wrench in my plans. They're blocking me. It's annoying.
So. I thought they were going to attack me, because they denounced me and... Oh no, not yet denounced.
Yeah, when the third one went down my spoke, I was like, okay, I guess I should defend myself.
I completely failed to put a city on the central landmass, so maybe that's why they're not attacking me.
You don't have a city in front of your spoke? Which one are you?
I'm Greece.
I mean, which spoke of on the map?
Oh, the one north of Congo.
You mean north east of the map?
Next to you.
Oh, okay. Good thing I didn't settle in this direction then.
Well, Congo is.
City center is attacked by a Viking longship. Oh, there, huh?
Where are you going with that settler, Spain?
Ooh, a swordsman, huh? They might take this coastal city of mine.
Ooh, I can see a Norwegian settler. All alone. Declare war. Yoink. My settler now.
You're lucky I didn't notice that in time. I might have taken it without you realizing it was the same one.
I have to deal with a Congolese city on my snowflake.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. No, Spain, you're not running away. I want that settler. I don't know why, because there isn't much space where I could plant the city, but I still want it. Really like that.
Congo also has knights. They've all said, well, that's just unpleasant.
Yeah, Congo gets there. Although you did cripple them, but I guess they're coming back.
Yeah, they just hit Renaissance era. It's a little unpleasant.
Well, apparently I should go with Navy, because I'm blocked in by India now.
India can be a problem if you don't have an answer to Baru.
Especially when
Grim
it's Grim.
India.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Congo's running another settler out there.
Well,
I don't know where
same...
he's going to plant.
The same one that
that's
where
right.
He's going to.
I really wish I could kick Norway's missionaries out of here.
Yeah, I'm being invaded by Spanish missionaries. A little bit annoying.
Nice, fast
build. I'm going to start building muskets soon. Congo's industrial, but they're still running horsemen, knights, and archers, and catapults, so I'm just going to spam out a bunch of double great general muskets and end them. I overestimated Congo defending against this. This is really one-sided.
Oh, overestimated. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're not going to come back after losing their, you know, opening settler.
Well, they were way up on me in attack, but they're not actually fielding units of the era they're in, so they're just getting shit-stomped by boosted muskets.
Oh, I see.
Oh, really, Norway? Well, I'm going to be fighting Norway at least one more time, Grim.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Little shit city there.
There's nothing that they have that's going to stop me from just stomping on that with muskets when I bring my general back.
Well, please do, because I don't think I'm in a position to attack anything.
You should attack Congo. He has a city here.
Of course, but I figured Phil is on the rampage, so...
Well, I am stomping Congo, but I'm not sure what Grimm's talking about, actually.
Now, you need some open borders, I guess, with Grimm.
Ah, you'll never get it.
Oh no. Hooray me for getting Petra, I guess. Very useful considering.
Wonders are for taking, not for building.
Exactly. How do you think I got Petra?
Oh, I thought you were... Okay, I thought you built it.
No. No, not so much.
I was going to tisk you, but apparently I don't have to.
Grimbeck is suzerain of Zamar. Whatever, I'm not going to piss for suzerain status on anything. They're giving me what I need from them.
Money.
Yeah. If it's Grimbeck, it's not Congo, so that's also helpful.
One less place you have to make instant peace with.
Horseman attacked my musketman and died in one hit to it. Brilliant plays by Congo. I could take this turn. Oh yeah, easily. Ah, fuck, I didn't mean to go in the water. What am I, an AI?
Because
the AI would have done it intentionally. And would repeat it.
Yeah, that's how it defends itself, question mark.
Well, like quotations around, and yeah.
Maybe you just don't understand it. Maybe they're playing on several levels ahead of you.
Could be.
Like going into the water.
Yeah, getting conquered is usually indicative of solid play. Where's Congo's last city?
North of Patna.
Isn't that like in your path or something?
No.
Oh, it's
It's in Reuben's.
Okay. You can just kill him, Reuben.
Okay.
Congo's capital is placed awfully. What the fuck?
Well, is it their original capital?
Oh. Yeah, I mean their original capital. I conquered a civ and I'm barely ahead of Graham and Scar. Because I got repelled on the initial rush, I was slowed down a little. Although, I was just cranking settlers that whole time, so it doesn't move back very much.
Well, I mean, score doesn't matter. Unless you're
Grim is, like, way out front intact, too.
So, well, maybe you should have a pact of secrecy against Grim.
I'll just ally him. It's fine.
Yeah.
I apologize for actually settling that, but whatever.
Beautiful. Did you need coal or oil?
No, I'm fucking around. I had another settler, and I'm like, wait, I can actually use this.
Would have been better 2 turns ago when my city didn't.
What like want to actually
time.
Screw you out of stuff? There's just some garbage there, but it's like enough useful tiles to work to like merit the city's existence.
Kind of, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not that bad.
Yeah. It's always the most resounding support of a choice. It's not that bad. We can ally if you want.
What are you doing, Norway? Are you trying to plant a shit city right there?
Infantry are industrial, right?
I want to say they're modern.
Fuck, man. Alright, Norway, I'm going to have to ask you to vacate the premises. I would say I hope you don't mind, but I actually don't care if you mind or not.
Well, they're not going to be able to respond to you.
That's true. I could take Craig Hack because he's not real.
He's real in your heart.
So, like, where are the other AIs?
There's no way.
There's no way in Spain.
Oh, yeah, but you guys are getting him, right? Or at least one of them.
I'm not getting Norway. That would take far too long.
Want me to kill Norway? Okay.
Yes, please.
Will you make this happen?
He wants you to attack his target? Norway!
I have infantry now, and I have my first modern general.
Gotta get these puns in for Dan, people.
Yeah, I got the city.
Oh my gosh, these Spanish missionaries are extremely obnoxious.
Yep. It won't be a problem for much longer.
They're in your way?
You didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition.
I'm totally, like, on the border of just declaring on Spain because they're blocking me.
Do it.
Cavalry sucks against great general boosted infantry. This is really one-sided in my favor. Nearly one-shotting them.
Hey, Phil, could you take the city I'm offering you and raise it?
Do you want me... I can't burn it.
Yeah.
No.
Huh. Oh, well.
You cannot raise a major civilization to original capital or a city that you or an ally founded or owned at the start of this war. So I can burn it eventually? Question mark? Yeah, I'll give it to Reuben if he can get rid of it.
Oh, which city is that?
You'll see. Why can't I access it? Like, I can't scroll down.
It broke?
Yeah. How about you, like, ask for it, Reuben?
Okay. Well, I need to know which city.
Sevilla, whatever. The trade node. I'll just start on a granary there.
The trade node?
Well.
So, which city is it?
The only Spanish city I possess. Ask for that one.
Sevilla.
It's not here.
You don't see?
Apparently.
Maybe it won't let you trade cities that you took in a war.
Or this turn, maybe.
Just burn them all.
Now let's see if I can... Like, I cannot scroll down more. And I only see up to ADAB or whatever. Like, I have too many cities for the city interface to let me do this.
That's the same list I've got, then.
Can you demand it, Grim?
No, I already checked. Maybe she's doing a trick last time.
I got baited into taking a city.
Maybe because you got one.
Maybe.
Disband city.
I'll just let it slowly build garbage that won't do anything.
Burn them all.
Just tell us to start building a district.
Thought about that, but I didn't want to, like, gut the land for Grim, so I'm just building, like, a granary right now.
Well, you could, there's only two tiles. So.
True.
That's the reason I didn't want it. That I misclicked keep it instead of raise.
Stakes were made. There's so many encampments concentrated in this one area, it's bizarre.
No, there's no more bizarres. Bizarres are in Civ 5.
Bizarres.
Pretty sure Bizarres is a econ card.
Oh, well, okay then.
It's bizarre. How bizarre? How bizarre?
Thanks for ruining my joke, Kenneth.
No problem. Just one of the many services I offer.
And there we go.
Hey.
Raise it!
Oh, it's gone. There must be some kind of rule to that city trait, since Civi is not in the list still for trade.
Oh, it's probably because it's occupied.
That granary never finished, so at least it wasn't much of a micromanagement burden. I think this is over next turn. just the suspicion.
My display just crashed, so I have to pull the
plug.
Oh,
I quit the game.
Well, I can't see anything on my screen. So
I have to turn the power off.
I had a good game. I was far behind, but thanks for hosting, Phil.
Yeah, sure thing.
That was nice playing with you two.
Yeah, well, nice.
Good night to all of you.
Good night.
Yeah, I'm going to go as well. Disconnected from your channel. Pretty tired. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
August 26th, 2017.
I guess Dan's here in spirit.
Yep. Well, that's the kind of joke you would enjoy.
Civilization 5 and 6 sound clips. Copyright Take 2 Interactive.
Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.